You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, welcome back. It's hour number two of the program. As we continue right here, I wanted to bring you fan weather. At the end of the last hour, I'll do it right now. It's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today in Pittsburgh, sunny all day, high of 86. Low 70. Tomorrow, also sunny, 87 high, 64 the low. And down here in Jacksonville, it's your typical Florida day. It'll be close to 90, hot humidity, and a chance of rain. Hopefully that will not happen. We've done enough of those rain delay theaters with lightning and stuff. We don't want that to happen here tonight. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Thank you to our sponsors, PNC Bank. Make today the day and check out their virtual wallet. Number one, Cochran. Go one better and ride in style. At number one, Cochran, as well as Shendorovich, Shendorovich, and Fishman, where they got your back, not your wallet, unless you golf with them, and then they got your wallet. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. We continue our conversation of the Steelers and Jags coming at you tonight, 6:30 pregame, with A.J. Ross and Ramon Foster on the desk this year. And then right after that, Charlie Batch and I in the booth, Missy Matthews on the sidelines. After the game, tune in to a special edition of the Ireland Contracting Nightly Sports Call, KDK-TV, hosted by Rich Walsh tonight, along with Chris Hokeybro 76. We'll have a lot to discuss, and that's what we've been doing so far. Some of your key players, I'd love to know who they would be, and also your stance on, you know, the situation with Cam Hayward and Chris Boswell. Again, 412-928-9370. Let's go out to Joel, not Joel behind the glass, Joel is there, Joel Nelson. This is Joel in Bell Vernon. What's up, Joel?
How are you?
Good, and you?
Real quick, Bob. I just wanted to give a couple of points. I like these fans that want to spend Rooney's money. You know, I always like that. You know what I mean? Or Nutting or whoever, the owner's money. But real quick on Cam. 2 years ago, he had a bad year. Then he signs a new contract they give him last year. Then he has a good year, decent year last year. And now he wants more, you know what I mean? He wants more money with 2 years left. The other point is, like Colin Cowherd said, good teams, the elite teams aren't paying defense. They pay offense. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even T.J. Watt, I wouldn't have paid him. I mean, and T.J. wanted to say, look, Myles Garrett's getting this. Well, guess what Cleveland thinks? You know, you can't compare yourself to a bad team. They overpaid. So the Rooneys are supposed to be stupid, which I think they were. But that's my point. I mean, good teams aren't paying. I mean, the Steelers haven't won a playoff game since 2016.
Yes, so that's correct. And they're trying to change that this year. But T.J. Watt, I still think, and this contract is, it's one of those that's pretty much front-loaded, I think, so that he, at age 30, going on 31, still can be very productive for the next 2 to 3 years. That's what they're banking on. That's why they did this deal. They wanted to get it done. And if they're going to have success with a guy like that, then you got to support him with other things as well. I don't have a problem with that.
I think
it was going to happen sooner or later.
Right.
If you say you're going to walk away from T.J. Watt or let him sit and then, you know, throw a franchise tag on him, I think you're spinning your wheels and you're making your team worse for now.
Right. Okay. I agree with that. But Cam Hayward, he's going to be 37, right? During the year? I mean, he's...
Well, I think he's 35 going on 36, if I'm not mistaken. Whatever. I mean, he's getting up there, no doubt.
I think they're going to pay him, but I really wouldn't. It's almost like a PR move. You know, they don't want these players, the Roonies don't want these players holding out or sitting or bad. I think just it's a bad, I wouldn't do it. I mean, getting back to Nutting, I'm one of the few people that I see Nutting's point. You have to win sometime, but I don't think he's a bad, you know what I mean? I'd probably do the same thing. Because
what point is point do you agree with
people? I love when people want to spend. You know, they're like, TJ needs paid. Everybody needs paid. I think Boswell needs paid. I think he's one of the best kickers, top five.
Will.
You know, if somebody's going to pay, you know, somebody, you know, whatever, he should be tops. But Cam Hayward, I just can't see it.
All right, man. Appreciate your call, Joel. Right, listen. I think what's going to happen is they have some money in a bonus that's waiting for him sometime next year. I think they'll convert that into this year's salary, and that'll be how they solve this situation. So that he would know, as the leader of that defensive line, and they need him this year. They have too many unpredictable people there. You know, this is a line that has to be – if you're going to say they're all in to try to win this year by adding Aaron Rodgers, by bringing in the people they have on defense, then you need to have a better defensive line, but all you have are wild cards. Keanu Benton was okay last year. I thought not as good as year one. They bring in Harmon and Black. You're expecting big things, but you don't know. DeMarvin Leal was over there originally, and they moved him around because he was not successful. Isaiah Loudermilk's a guy they've waited on as well. They don't have a lot of certainties there, and he's the one thing that has been a certainty. So I think that's one of the reasons why they need him this year, and he knows that, and they're playing this little contract game. So like I said, it'll be done before it becomes a problem in my estimation. Let's go to Dave in North Huntington, who joins us right now on the Bob Pompiani Show. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Bob. Good to talk to you. You know, I'm sorry, but Joel, before, you know, this call, these owners are billionaires. Let's face it, okay? These contracts are not guaranteed in football. And if anyone deserves it, I mean, Cam Hayward has been the ultimate freaking stealer for years. My man has had one bad year 2 years ago because he played hurt. He could have just sat on the, you know, gone on IR or whatever, but he didn't because he busts his ass for this team constantly, every play, in and out, doesn't take a playoff like TJ does. He does everything he can every game, every play to win, and is, you know, Walter Payton Man of the Year, everything else. No problem whatsoever for him trying to get more guaranteed money. He deserves it if anyone does. I mean, these people crack me up. They want to spend the owner's money. Well, yeah, spend the owner's money. You got $25 million still on the salary cap. I know you want to hold some of that in reserve in case something happens during the year or whatever. Guarantee the man some money. I mean, just work it out. And especially he didn't come out and do anything public.
Omar Khan knows exactly what he's doing there. And
right.
Dave, in your point here, he's going to get money that's probably was due to him next year. They'll just move it up so he has it now.
Right.
You know, I don't know what that means next year moving forward, but I know that they're expecting these young guys to move in and make their stake. You know, that this is going to be their team moving forward. Because Cam is running out of years, and that's another reason why he's motivated to do this right now. But he's been a four-time first-team All-Pro. Not many defensive linemen in the NFL have had that distinction.
I mean, this previous caller's like, oh, he had a good year last year. I mean, he was an All-Pro last year. I think he was top five or whatever?
Yeah, he's
based
right
on
up there
BFS
at the top of the list.
And stats. I mean, yeah, he's getting – there. I remember previous shows or whatever, I think it was Pony saying he's getting paid like the 18th or something like that. But
he's number 18. You know. In terms of the pecking order of top paid defensive linemen.
Right. You know, and he's not asking for multiple years. He's just asking for more guaranteed money, which I don't blame him one bit. Because guess what? He gets hurt in the middle of this year. They're not paying him next year.
A problem with it either. I understand why people get annoyed with athletes who do this. But the flip side of it, and you've made this point, that when they want to get rid of you, they get rid of you. And that's the end of the story.
Right.
There's nothing else left. You may have 3 years left on a contract, but you're not getting it. What you do get is the guaranteed money, which is why these agents want as much guaranteed money as they can get.
Right, exactly. So, all right, Bob. Always
Dave, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Have a good day at 412-928-9370. A little later, I want to get into some of the other things you may be seeing tonight with regard to, you know, rule changes in the NFL and some of the dynamic kickoff, as they called it, and the results that they found of those. And right now, though, we're going out to Bob in Millvale. He joins us here on the hotline. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Big fan. When are the Steelers going to make a commitment to winning? You know, all this
you
money
don't think
is
they're doing
on the defense. This is an odd. No, this team's going to stink this year. They'll be third place in their division. You think they can beat Baltimore?
Well, they have in the past, not in the playoff game last year. They got trumps. I get that, but they've had success against Baltimore in the regular season.
If you want to win in this league, you need offense. We don't have it.
But totally agree that they have to get more of it, no doubt. But I think their moves indicate.
They're spending all
this money on
Watt and
Hayward. How did you view the move of DK Metcalf and Aaron Rodgers? Those are moves that you don't make unless you think you can win one year, at least compete at that level.
Rodgers is a 15th to 20th ranked quarterback.
Okay, but how about if he does get protected and plays well? You don't think there's a potential that he could put up numbers that could be in the 25 to 30 touchdown category?
Metcalf was a good signing. The problem with Metcalf is that he had a number two receiver and a number three receiver in Seattle. He doesn't have that here. They're going to double him all day long.
Well, that's why somebody like Austin or Roma Wilson, it's also why. By the way, Bob, I wanted them to keep George Pickens for one more year. He had 1 year left on a deal. I would have loved to have seen those two opposite each other because then that makes it difficult on a defense.
But I just don't see offensively where you're going to win. You know, the line
well, it's gotta be.
With Graying is better. You know, the wide receivers aren't better. The running backs aren't better.
For the record, I agree that I think the Steelers are not going to beat out the Ravens for this division. But I do think you have to give them credit for acknowledging that they do not have a franchise quarterback yet, and they're trying to do what they can in 1 year without sacrificing much of next year or the future in terms of their draft equity. They're trying to win now with what they have, and it's basically a one-year go-broke kind of situation.
I don't see where they're going broke. They're spending a ton of money on defense, and defense doesn't win, especially in Pittsburgh.
Well, defense has a role. I understand you need the offense. This is a league that supports offense, and you got to come up with better numbers. You cannot. Plus, you stress your defense when your offense doesn't score, and I think we've seen that over the years too.
Philadelphia's defense is great because of their offense, but
I think they're pretty good on their own too, though.
And they're the least paid defense in the league.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's sort of like Kansas City. And thanks for the call, Bob. I got to move along. But Kansas City has a bunch of guys that nobody really notices aside from Chris Jones, and yet they continue to put up good schemes that make a difference. That's another thing, and that's why this year I'm very anxious to see how they deploy some of these guys. I want to see them become more aggressive on defense. I want to see them blitz more. Last year they were 18th in the NFL in blitz success. They only had 40 sacks. They were 16th in the NFL in that department. I think they were sitting back too much. And they have guys who can lock down on receivers now, if you believe that guys like Jalen Ramsey and guys like Darius Slay, even though they're older, can still keep up, and Joey Porter Jr. If you believe that, and in a league that has guys like Cincinnati has, guys like Baltimore has, you better be able to clamp down on guys. I hope they get more aggressive with their defensive strategy. Let's go to Doug in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, joining us right now on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Bob. I'm going to go for the kickoff first. You're not going to get what the commissioner wants out of the kickoff until you punish the kickers for kicking it out the back of the end zone. You got to make the ball.
Well, they've done that this year. If you kick it out of the end zone this time, they're going to move it to the 35.
Okay, it needed to be the same if you kicked it to the sidelines. Out of bounds is out of bounds, right?
Yeah, I don't know where you – like, if you look at the numbers, and I'm going to just throw these numbers out to you because – a lot of people, and I wasn't one who liked the dynamic kickoff. I thought it was kind of gimmicky at times, but now it's going to be permanent because they doubled down on it. But last year, the return rate actually went up to 32% compared to the previous year. They also had 56, I'll consider anything 40-plus yards as big play returns. They've had 56 of those. That's the most they've had in 9 years. So I guess from that point of view, they have accomplished what they wanted to accomplish.
Okay, that's good. And on Cam, I just wonder if there's any ploy in here to keep his brother employed as he is a bubble player this season.
Good that you mentioned it, because I think Connor Hayward has a lot on the stake tonight. He's going to get some playing time. We're not going to see Freiermuth. We're not going to see Jonnu Smith. You will see a little probably of Darnell Washington, but a lot of Connor Hayward. He has to make a case because it is a tough numbers call right now. So, yes, I think that's going to be something to watch as well.
Thanks, Bob. Having a good day.
You do the same. Appreciate it. Thank you, Doug. Let's go to Joe in Orlando, Florida, not too far from where I am right now. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, Bob? Welcome
What's
to
up?
Florida. Hey, you know, I was listening, and it was brought up about Cam Hayward and him signing a contract last year, and you said it's become an accepted practice within sports to kind of renegotiate your contract even though you signed it. That's a bad precedent to set from an organization. You're not wrong, but that's not comparing apples to apples. So when you look at the players in his position, I mean, the conditions in each one of those teams are different, and there's nowhere to draw the line. I don't see an individual stock being driven up by what some other team's willing to pay. And to be quite honest with you, it's that scenario that costs the Pirates, even though baseball doesn't have a cap. That scenario where the Yankees are willing to spend $500 million on a player and a Pirates owner isn't willing to do that creates uneven playing conditions. And those owners have every right to pay whatever they think they're willing to pay and strategize any way they want. But what the Steelers are doing with Cam, regardless of he's been paid for his performances in past years, he really should honor that contract.
Well, I think he will honor it. And the only thing that's going to change, it's not going to be a new contract. I think it's going to be money moved from next year, which is still on the books. They'll just move it ahead to this year. So I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, it's not so much it's a problem. It's the precedence that it sets within the Steelers organization that every time.
I think the Steelers have shown you when you do something as special as Cam Hayward has done and players like him, you know, he has been a consummate professional ever since they took him in the first round in 2011. He's performed on the field. He has 88.5 career sacks. He's been everything you want in a community. I just think they want to take care of people who do that. And they will make certain exceptions. They're not going to always do this, no. But for certain players, I think they will.
Well, in closing, and I've been kind to listen. They knew that negotiating last year. None of those things that you just mentioned that are character traits or things that he's done hasn't changed. Both parties agreed to that contract. I guess my point being is this. A contract is a contract, and you should honor it. When you get down towards the end of your shelf life, your agent, as that one guy suggested, your agent and you as a player should be sharp enough to negotiate that knowing if you're at the end of your shelf life. I just think it looks bad, but I appreciate it, Bob. Take it easy.
Thank you, Joe. Listen, in theory, I totally agree with what you're saying because I've been frustrated over the years watching sports figures with 2 or 3 years left demand more money and get more money. And it's like you do sign a contract. In real world, that's how it works. None of us can go in and just say, you know what, I want a 100% increase in pay because I'm better than you gave me credit for that I signed. So rip up this contract. They would just say goodbye, and I think most people would do that. Sports is a different animal right now. Winning trumps everything. And some of the roster moves that are made, you can have a whole bunch of stuff, baggage on your resume. But if you can deliver something that a team would want, they'll look by that and sign you. And so there's a whole, it's a double set of rules, and it doesn't apply to regular life. Let's go to Calvin in Waynesburg. He joins us right now. Calvin, how are you?
Hey, what's up? I'm good, Bob. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I just wanted to touch on how you were just saying it's on the topic of Cam, how you just said winning trumps everything. Well, I think Cam Hayward, his crybaby butt, should call Sidney Crosby up and take a page out of his book. And that's why if anybody's listening to this that doesn't watch hockey and watches NFL, I suggest you start watching hockey because they truly only care about winning. Everybody's talking about, Cam and TJ, TJ's never even won a playoff game. And Cam, you know, let's go all in. But, you know, Sid's took pay cuts for how many years to keep his team together? And I know it's a completely different sport, but, you know, it just goes to show me that he signed a contract. He obviously doesn't care about winning that much.
No, I do think he does care, Calvin, but your point is well taken in that Sidney Crosby's a unique person. He's had the same $8.7 million contract forever, even though guys have almost doubled him. who are not as good as him. Make no mistake, he wants to win. This guy is not playing this to lose anything, and he's in a situation now where the Penguins, where they got to try to figure out a way to get him in. I hope we never have seen the last of Sidney Crosby in the playoffs. It's been 3 years. They're not going to be favored to get there again this year. But if you saw him in the Four Nations, if you saw him in international competition, we have another one coming up in the Olympics in 2026. I mean, he thrives in those situations. He wants to win here, but that's the dilemma they're in right now. Find a way.
Yeah, I'm saying that Sid is your, you know, just the honestly your model athlete. I'm saying Cam could take a page out of Sid's book, you know. But yeah,
that sport is a little bit different. Hockey players, you don't see many people. And thanks for the call, Calvin. I'm glad you mentioned Sidney Crosby because it was his birthday this week on August 7th, 8-7, which is why his salary is always 8-7. Very superstitious guy. But man, you have never seen a player in any sport be as good as he's been, out of any sort of trouble, never a controversy, always helping. He does so much that people don't even know about. I mean, I salute him every time I get a chance because that's a unique person who's been in Pittsburgh for almost 20 years, and we're very lucky to see people like this. Let's go out to Simon in Syracuse. Simon, what's going on? Simon says what today?
Hey, Bob. I just wanted to make a comment on this this highest-paid Steelers defense thing that everyone keeps harping on. There's no question they've underperformed, but the whole kind of spending balance, if you want to call it that, between offense and defense, that just flips as soon as some of these younger guys that you have start to get in their second contracts on offense. And that includes a quarterback that presumably we draft in 2026. So Frazier, let's say Fasano plays well and gets a second contract, right? That balance of where you're spending your money is going to flip. So I think that's just kind of an overused thing that people like to harp on, and it's an easy talking point for them.
No, and there's no question about that. But it is the reality. I mean, they have some of the highest paid people in the league on their defensive side of the ball. And that's why you expect better performances in the postseason. The Steelers have not given that. They've been gouged, especially in the first quarter of these games, with elite defensive people. And so that's why it gets scrutinized, because all the money involved there. As far as leveling it out, you're right. In time, this will level out, because you're going to have guys. You're going to have a quarterback next year, no matter if it's Will Howard or somebody else they draft, most likely somebody else. He's going to be on a rookie contract, which means you have 4 years to surround him with talent. So I would expect them to be very active that way. And you're going to see more people being brought into this offense. You know, Metcalf, $150 million. You're going to see guys like Frazier come up with another contract at some point. And who knows what else? Jaylen Warren signed this year. If he has a big year, he can get some more money. So it does shift from time to time, but the Steelers have some of the highest paid numbers by far in the NFL in terms of defensive price tags. All right, Simon. Thank you very much. One more before we get a break here, Joel. And that would be Bob and Irwin. Bob, what's up?
Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I think Cam deserves his money and will get his money, and that the salary cap is $279 million. When the median salary in the country is around $62,000, it's just different worlds. And a lot of people who complain about Cam getting the money are people who just don't make that money and never will. And I'm just kind of tired of hearing people call him saying, well, he signed a contract. Well, we don't live that life. And that's all I really got. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, it is totally different. It's apples and oranges, and that's what I said. I don't think we can compare ourselves to professional athletes. Number one, it is an entertainment business more than anything else. People watch. There's money that comes into it, and those players want their share of money, especially when you know you have a limited life expectancy in the NFL. And, you know, Cam has certainly gotten more out of it than most, but he also knows that, you know, at his age, sooner or later, that's going to come. Father Time doesn't lose. So he's defied him as much as he can, and he wants to get one more good year of pay, and he believes, based on what he did last year. Listen, I get it on both sides. I understand those who believe in contracts, because I do. I operate with one my entire life, and I've been at KDK now for 44 years. I respect that. I know what I'm doing when I'm trying to get into it. But I don't have the wherewithal to go in and say, hey, rip that up. I need a new one. None of us do. Pro athletes have that, and that's just the way it is in a huge entertainment multi-billion-dollar business. By the way, the Steelers, they do have five defensive players with salary cap hits more than $17.6 million. No other team has more than three. So I just looked that up as I was waiting here to make sure. But they have the highest paid defense, and they need to play like the highest paid defense. But this offense has got to help them out too and score early in games and let them play from ahead instead of behind. It's a much different situation. 412-928-9370, that's the number to call. I'm Bob Pompeiani, Joel Nelson back at the studio. We'll continue until 1 o'clock. Call, then Jeff Hathorn takes over for the rest of the afternoon before the North Shore Tavern leadoff show, all right here on Sports Radio 93.7.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The fact. We continue to roll along here in Jacksonville, Florida, where the skies have opened up. It is absolutely pouring here right now. Hopefully this will move out and we'll get it out of the way and have no issues tonight when the Steelers take on the Jags at 7 p.m. on KDKA. Pre-game coverage comes your way at 6:30. And getting back to the defense a little bit, talking about how they are the number one paid defense in the NFL, but it hasn't necessarily been with the kind of results they've looked for. But they're trying right now with bringing in guys like Ramsey and Darius Slay and some older guys who've been around. I mean, they're hoping for short-term success, but they're not necessarily mortgaging anything in the future to do it. So they brought in a bunch of guys who, you know, some of them they can get rid of at the end of 1 year if they want to. But this roster is impressive on paper. And I know it's just paper, but they have 10 players now who have won Super Bowl championships on this. And they've had, I think, 9, if I'm not mistaken, with all pro on their resumes. That's pretty good. But they're also old. They have a lot of guys at the age of 30 or more. And therein lies the issue longer term. But this is a short-term bet. This is not a long-term bet on what they possibly can get out of this team in 2025. Next year, it's a whole new set of agendas because they'll be looking to draft a quarterback in the first round, most likely. And there are going to be a bunch of guys you can watch on Saturdays this year and kind of mark how they do. Some really good quarterbacks who the Steelers may be in on the mix on. We don't know how this is going to work out. But hosting the draft next year is going to be big. Pittsburgh will light up and look spectacular, I'm sure. And people will enjoy coming to Pittsburgh to watch all the festivities as the NFL draft comes to Pittsburgh in 2026. 412-928-9370. Back to the lines we go. We have Amanda in the North Hills. Hello, Amanda. How are you? Amanda, are you there? All right, apparently not. Call back, Amanda, if you'd like to talk about whatever it was you wanted to talk about. One of the things I wanted to talk about, though, too, was also this punting competition, because normally you don't see that in preseason, at least not one like this. You might remember Cam Johnston was brought in last year. He signed a 3-year, $9 million deal for the Steelers, and then he tore his ACL. Well, now he's fully healthy and he's back. But just because he's signed, just because he's looked at as the incumbent, doesn't mean he's guaranteed at his job. So Corliss Waitman had to come in last year, and he filled in admirably. Danny Smith went so far as to say this is an open competition. So I think throughout the course of this preseason, we're going to watch and see how Mike Tomlin utilizes these guys, and that includes tonight. I mean, who gets the bulk of these kicks? I'm sure he's going to try to even it out. Why wouldn't he? Because these both need to be judged in these games. You know what they can do. Johnson's a very good punter. He's had some big success. But Waitman came in, tough situation, and responded. This is after they decided to move on from Presley Harvin. So this will be something also to watch tonight. You shouldn't get excited about a punting competition, but in this case, at least it's something certainly to watch at 412-928-9370. Mention the running backs. Jaylen Warren will not play. Caleb Johnson will play, and he's going to play a lot. I look at him as the same way I look at Roman Wilson, with a lot of opportunity ahead of him here. He's out of Iowa, third-round pick. He can do a lot of things. Really good numbers last year, almost 1,600 yards, if I remember correctly. 20-plus touchdowns, 6.4 yards per carry. He can burst it. He can get outside and turn on the speed, or he can do it inside as well. Najee Harris has moved on, so now Caleb Johnson will get his chance. Another guy I want to talk about, too, you're going to see tonight, and I think he's developing into somebody Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith are really going to like, and that's Kenneth Gainwell. A fifth-round pick way back in 2021 with the Eagles, and I believe that Andy White will have something to do with that. But he won a Super Bowl with them in that 40-22 win over Kansas City. But last year, the Steelers saw him up close and personal, and they had to not like him at the time because he had 123 all-purpose yards against the Steelers. So he comes here now, and he's going to be a third-down kind of guy to help in that committee, and I think it is a committee in running back. All right, let's go back to the lines now. I think we have Desmond in Beaver County who joins us. Hello, Desmond. How are you?
Oh, my. I'm kind. I want to apologize for the people that called you talking about Cam Hayward and Boswell. They wrecked the defense and they wrecked the offense. That's all I got to say about that.
I missed what you said. Don't hang up. What did you say again?
I'm calling about people that I'm calling to apologize. See, the people that talked about Cam Hayward is Boswell. Cam Hayward wrecks the defense, or he wrecks the offense. So do T.J. Watt. So do Chris Boswell, who kicked field goals. But that's all I got to say about
right.
that.
They're all very important. Thank you for the call, Desmond. These are situations that, honestly, nobody really knew anything about it until it came out from Adam Schefter 2 days ago. You've seen Cam Hayward at camp, and it's not unusual for him not to practice, although he wasn't practicing a lot. And that's the only thing I would wonder about, that if you're up there every day and he's not out there at all, it's a little strange. I mean, you normally get some practice time. As far as Boswell, he hasn't kicked. But then again, most of these kickers, they don't do all that much. They spend a lot of time at Laurel Valley playing golf. I think life of a kicker. It's a good job if you can get one. And Boswell certainly is one of the best in the business. So he's going to get his deal as this progresses. I don't think there's any question about that. 412-928-9370. Pirates won last night, watching that from afar, 3-2. So they've been pretty hot of late. I'm just wondering when Bubba Chandler's going to get here. I keep waiting for that. I don't know if there's been any kind of announcement on that. But that's a guy I want to see, especially before the end of this season. When the Pirates start activating their off-season to-do list, I don't want just one or two starts of Bubba Chet. I want to see what he can do. You know, he's been down there enough. I think he's had a long extended stay in AAA. Get him up here and let's see what he can do in the final several weeks of the season. And if it looks like he's perfectly capable of handling it, then he's part of next year as well. And they have some other guys coming back. And as I said before, given the fact that they have a lot of money to spend, they should spend, they're certainly capable of spending. They need to go out and spend some of it on people who can absolutely help them next year quickly during this Paul Skeens window. Skeens had another good outing the other night. He's just dominant in every way. I saw last night Skubal with Detroit had some problems. He couldn't get out of the fifth inning. That's rare for him. I think it's the first time in a long time. Gave up a couple of home runs, did not have it. It happens with most players, but so far it really hasn't happened with Paul Skeens. But I'm sure they're going to monitor how many innings that he has and what's left over the course of this. He probably has about 7 starts left for the rest of the season if they keep his innings pitched the way they want it to be. But again, I want to see Chandler. I want to see young guys. I want to see Nick York play. I want to see Billy Cook play. I want to see whomever. Same logic that I would put Henry Davis, and they keep putting him out there good. He hit a home run the other day. He's making some good defensive plays. He has really turned that part of his game around. Now, the hope is he could do that with his offense, but how long do you wait? Knowing they acquired some catching in the trade deadline, which is rather head-scratching when you consider all the other options they have, but nobody has staked his claim as the starting catcher here. Bart, you thought would have, but he has not had a good offensive year. Davis hopefully can. He's hit more home runs than Bart, but his average is not very good at all. But they got to solve that situation out, and hopefully they can do that. And Andy Rodriguez got to get healthy. That's where it starts with him. 412-928-9370. Joel, do we have Amanda back, or is that – no, okay. Well, Amanda, if you're out there, please call back. 412-928-9370. Wanted to get you on there. I know she wanted to talk about Sidney Crosby, who celebrated his birthday. I think it's number 38. That guy just keeps on keeping on and looks like he can play well into his 40s based on his performance. But yet his salary remains the same, $8.7 million. His birthday on 8-7, that's been his magic number, his number. My mother, God rest her soul, always had the same birthday as Sidney Crosby. 8-7, you got a kick out of that it was the same birthday as Sidney Crosby. So hopeful it's going to be a good season for Crosby and the rest of that Penguin team as they go through this transition from being a team that used to be regularly in the playoffs to now one that has missed it 3 years in a row. You hope that streak ends starting this year. But again, it's a team in transition, trying to build for the future while trying to do something in the present, which is a very difficult line to walk. 412-928-9370. We'll take a break. More calls on the way until 1 o'clock. Then Jeff Hathorn takes over again tonight on KDK-TV. Our coverage begins at 6:30 for the Jags and the Steelers. Kickoff at 7. We hope you join us for the first preseason game, first of 3, coming at you on KDK-TV. Back with more right here on Sports Radio 93.7.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, It's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. The rain has stopped here in Jacksonville. It came down hard for about 20 straight minutes. A little clearing going on. Fan weather back in Pittsburgh is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today it's sunny all day, high of 86, low of 70. Tomorrow, sunny again, 87, low of 64. 412-928-9370 if you'd like to get in before we sign off here and Jeff Hathorn takes over. But I did want to tell you about the virtual measurement. You should watch that in the preseason. We're going to see some of this. They plan to use it, and so you'll notice, you won't notice the cameras. They're going to have these Hawkeye cameras that have been installed all near the sidelines, and it really does it tracks and measures exact placement of the ball after it's spotted by the officials. So if you see officials moving the ball, it's because they're being told via the virtual measurement that it was the incorrect spot. That's something to watch. Also, replay assist, you're going to get more of it. And a lot of different things. Like last year, for example, I think it was ineligible downfield. They used that for assist, unnecessary roughness. You saw that, or a runner being hit out of bounds, intentional grounding, and roughing the passer. This year, they're going to add more. And I believe face mask is on that list. So that could be used by people in the replay assist booth. Also, you know, defenseless player, head, neck area, that kind of stuff that they've been focusing on. You'll see all of that. One other note about the kickoff. For those of you who don't like it, and I would include myself in that last year, although I'm warming up to it, I suppose, because it's going to be something I use all the time now. The dynamic kickoff last year, we saw 59 big play returns. That's described as 40-plus yards, the most in 9 years. And they also had 7 touchdown returns, the most in 2021. And I'm sure that they reduced the amount of concussions and problems with safety there, which was their goal. So it seems, at least on paper, to work, even though it still looks a little funky to me. All right, let's go out to Sean in Imperial. Hey, Sean, welcome in.
Hey, Bob, appreciate you taking my call. It's been a while, so glad to get in. But first, were you able to bring your golf clubs with you down to Jacksonville? That's the important question.
No, see, I'm talking to you now. If I was to do that, I would be on the golf course right now. I would have called in sick, probably. But no, I'm no golf course.
You're a man of the people, which is why we love you. But the Cam Hayward story, I think, is right for the picking. You know, obviously, everyone has an opinion, but I just wanted to ask you about a specific point in time when Cam was on his podcast. I think this is back in March, and he was starting to get a little annoyed about the quarterback situation, right? He was getting a little flustered, and he was getting impatient, and specifically with Aaron Rodgers, he said, you know, you either want to be a Steeler or you don't, right? And so, and then, you know, some time goes by, Aaron Rodgers signs with the Steelers for $13.9 million, which, to my calculation, that's a pretty good discount. And now fast forward, here we are, and now it's Cam Hayward is the one complaining about money. So I just kind of wanted to, you know, put some light on that and just kind of wanted to get your opinion on if Cam has a lot of ground to stand on or if he's a little out of line, considering this is 2 years in a row that he's pulled this card.
I understand that, Sean, and I appreciate your take. And when you do a podcast, all those words come back. And at the time, he was annoyed because he heard back and forth on these kinds of things with regard to Aaron Rodgers. But now he's here. He's a teammate. And so far, by all accounts, Aaron Rodgers has done everything that all these guys would expect and more. And so we'll see about the performance once it starts against the Jets. As far as Cam, again, I don't think this is a major disturbance. I think once it gets out there, people like to delve into it. He's just looking for what he believes is fair market value based on what he showed last year specifically. He's coming off a really good year, one of his four all-pro first team kind of things. So if you look at the average salaries, he's not there. I get it. It's not going to be a problem. They're going to shift some money around. It's not going to require a new contract. So I think when it's all said and done, it's going to be a blip. And I think the Boswell thing will get done sooner rather than later as well. So, and once that's over with, then you don't have to talk about this kind of stuff. But I think he also knows he's getting up there, and these young kids coming in, they expect a lot. But if you're looking for value this year, Cam Hayward is the most reliable guy on their defensive line. Nobody else has shown you that they can handle it on a regular basis, which is why he's so important to them this year. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate the call. Let's go out to Tom in Oakmont before we sign off. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Hey, Bob. Hey, I'm curious. Did you ever get rid of that damn woodpecker of yours?
Oh, why did you bring that up? I totally forgot about the woodpecker. He's been gone, out of sight. Now, that's the Maloiki. You're going to bring him back into my house. I know it.
That's good. No, actually, it was a friend of mine with a drone that was doing that, so I called him off for you. But I want to talk
about
the Pirates.
Wait a minute. You use a drone to scare them away?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to call you if I ever get it. I don't have a drone, but I'd love to use the drone to scare that thing away.
Yeah, about the Pirates. Greg Brown called that game last night like it was the seventh game in the World Series. We're not buying it. They won't do anything on the off season. That's where the truth comes out, and they'll do the same damn thing they've always been doing. And it don't matter if they had Skeens or whoever they have, but that's
but
just
Tom,
the way it is.
As far as Greg is concerned, he's doing his job. That's not his
responsibility. I understand that. But it's a little much when you're a fan, you know.
Yeah, I Greg is great at what he does. I think he's terrific. I know he amplifies a lot, but that's what you're supposed to do as a play-by-play guy. So kudos to him. They have work to do over there. His job is to call it. Their job is to execute much better than they have, and they haven't done that so far. But hopefully that'll change next year, Tom.
I hope so, Bob.
All right, man.
Good luck with
talk to you. Thanks for calling. Appreciate that. It's going to wrap it up for us. Thank all of you out there who called today. And again, a reminder to you, join us tonight, 6:30 pregame. We'll be on with A.J. Ross, Ramon Foster as the pregame host, Charlie Batch and I in the booth, Missy Matthews on the field. Afterwards, it's Rich Walsh and Chris Hoke taking your calls on a special edition of the Ireland Contracting Nightly Sports Call. There's Pirate stuff coming up here later today, but next up, it's the one and only Jeff Hathorne. My thanks to Joel Nelson for making this possible, as well as Dom DiTommaso. I'll see you guys tonight on TV, and have a great Steelers Saturday.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.